and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today, we kick off a tradition as old as the site itself, our New Year's podcast series, wherein we take a look back at the year that's just completed and preview the year just beginning with each of the site's sponsors. This year's series starts with Bill Brandel, Country Chief Executive for Ingram Micro Canada. Bill joins us to dissect the year that was 2019 and offer some thoughts on what to expect in 2020. We discuss the highlights of 2019 for Ingram Micro and the Canadian channel in general. We discuss how the distributor's advanced solutions business has evolved, the emergence of IoT as a major trend in the channel, the recently completed Comet competition where Ingram works with smaller ISVs to bring them to the channel, the changing nature of distribution, and much more. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Bill Brandel. Bill, thanks for taking time once again this year.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
It's been, as usual, another big year in the Canadian channel. I guess to throw it open, let's maybe start with your thoughts on sort of the highlights of 2019 for Ingram Micro in Canada.
Yeah, so 19's been an exciting year. You know, we've gone through some transformation internally, right? We've added some real talent to our organization. When you look at the promotion of a deal to move on to bigger, better things within Ingram, and now picking up Kelly Carter coming in as the CFO of Canada, it's really going to help us deliver on the promise of the as a service model. So I'm very, very excited about those changes. And then, of course, with the addition of Bill Steed, you know, an industry veteran that comes with many, many years experience in the Canadian market and the level of relationships and his knowledge around the advanced solution space, which is absolutely where Ingram has been focused these past 3 years, mm-hmm. I believe has set us up for success for the future.
All right, and let's talk a bit about that solutions focus. How has that evolved over the course of this year, and what's sort of the next steps you see for that advanced tech focus?
Yeah, I think so. For this year, it was really laying some additional groundwork around the services that we were going to offer to partners as they continue through their own transformational journey. So if you look at the industry today, we now have the capabilities at Ingram to help our partners identify legacy infrastructure in their customers' environments. We can then help them understand what apps and platforms need to be modernized, put together a complete bill of materials for a new modern data center that will give them the full advantage of the private, multi-cloud, or hyperscale cloud world. And all of that through the investments we've made as a company globally, and then more specifically in Canada around the professional services that we're wrapping around, that we are either acquiring the technology or the capabilities, or we're leveraging our partners to deliver. And I think it's made us very, very strong in the advanced space at helping customers identify new opportunities. On the other hand, Robert, I would tell you that the advanced space encompasses IoT. And I think as a real solution focus for Ingram, we have delivered several dozen complete IoT solutions from design to implementation in 2019. And I get really excited because that is truly the new frontier. Mm-hmm. It's where companies need to evolve as they take advantage of the connected world and how it can not only just simplify and automate, but how it can improve the overall quality of an experience between your partners. I think that's where companies are going to start spending a lot of time, focus, and money. Because, you know, customer experience, you hear a lot about it, Robert, and I would say that customer experience is the new brand, right? It's really, you know, your customer experience is going to be how people talk about you and your brand and your real value.
How has it gone kind of getting the word out to the broader channel? You talk about sort of getting those those first couple handfuls of projects, you know, done all the way through. So you've got some experience under the belt. And I feel like when I'm talking about IoT to a lot of partners, there's a lot of sort of the early days of cloud mentality is what I'd liken it to. Is, you know, I get that this is where where it's going, but I'm not quite sure how to get there yet. I'm wondering if we're at the point where sort of Ingram's got the muscle memory built enough to sort of start telling that story out to the broader channel and helping them helping those folks bridge that gap in the same way that y'all did with cloud back a decade ago.
That's a really good question. And what I would tell you is this, right? The muscle memory piece is going to come with time. I think that because the solutions are so very different, each one has created its own unique little challenge and ability to learn, right? So I think, you know, the muscle memory piece is going to come when we can start packaging up solutions that will be maybe more mainstream, right? Something that can be almost skewed up and then sold as a package, right? So we believe we have a few of these in the early stages that we could see getting some horsepower around a broader audience, right? Being able to hit a mass audience with some of these solutions. But the reality is getting the messaging out has been, you know, A, through, you know, partnerships with you, and then B, you know, we did put in an experience center here in our office. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to see it yet. And Savio Lee has done an amazing job of showcasing our capabilities of what's actually possible. Hmm. I think the real challenge to IoT right now is understanding what case studies or what solutions you're trying to solve for, right? What is it that you can, what are you trying to do? And we have the ability today, we brought in some engineers that are not only, they're actually software developers, so they're creating connections and codes where needed to knit solutions together and truly be that one-stop shop for their IoT needs. And I think we've had many, many partners filter through our solutions demo center, and I think this year in 2020, we're gonna put a full court press, and we're going to do some road shows, and we're going to bring some folks into the office, and we're going to really put some concentrated effort around IoT.
All right, so a broader channel building. This is the first time we've had a chance to speak since the recently completed Canadian edition of the Comet competition. I know that's something that you personally, as well as Ingram as an organization, have put a lot of priority on this year, and it's an interesting one also because it's a space maybe where distribution hasn't played as much with the early stage startup. First of all, I'd just like to get your thoughts on the class of competitors for this year's Comet competition.
Yeah, no. So I was, I was so glad that you were there to see it yourself, right? I mean, I have to say it was the highlight of my, I would say it's the highlight of my career, right? I mean, I'm honored to be able to sit in front of these very, very smart business people putting together these world-class solutions. And I get to sit there and pick the ones that I believe we can partner with and have a more meaningful relationship, right? And I would tell you that all 15 finalists came with some very unique value offerings from an ISV perspective. And I believe we will be able to work with all 15 of those companies and help launch them into the Canadian marketplace. That being said, you know, there were a few that really stood out, right, as you look through the finalists. And I think those top four companies really stood out, not only in their design and their solution offering, but how ready they were for the channel, right? I mean, I think that was the key focus, is how ready are they to hit the market and be able to sell across a broad landscape of partners. So I think that'll be the real test, is getting them into market and seeing the adoption rate. But I have to say the quality of the solutions being presented was at par with anything else I've seen around the world, specifically, I should say, in the U.S., because I really haven't gone that far out of the world, around the world to see them. But when I compare it to the U.S., which I think is usually a benchmark that people will use, is what's going on over there. Mm-hmm. I think that the offerings here were as good or not, if not better than some of the ones I saw south of the border.
Certainly bodes well for our winners win in Miami at Cloud Summit next May, I believe it is, right?
That is correct. Yeah, I am super excited for that, where they'll be in front of a big crowd of judges that'll and then they'll be in for the running for $1 million. I mean, that's how dedicated we are to identifying new technologies that are going to be critical for our partners' growth opportunities in the future, and where we can really play a role in helping uncover and bring to market something that, you know, to your point earlier, that's not been kind of our go-to-market strategy in the past. Mm-hmm. But I think the cloud is really changing the way businesses operate. And I'm so happy to work for a company that's at the cutting edge and really paving the way into the future. I love that. I love kind of being the first mover in the market, having the first platform, the first fully automated platform, and then delivering on this ISV competition to bring new products to light on that platform. I mean, no one else is doing that I know of, other than the Microsofts and the AWSs. So I think in our space, it's great to be in the position we're in.
So I think it shows, and thinking also back to your comments on IoT and kind of the custom nature of that, these are, you know, not necessarily places that you or your peers would get heavily involved at this earliest stage and the same with Comet, again, getting involved with vendors who are, you know, not necessarily ready to be game changers today, but hold a lot of potential for the future. Can you maybe talk a little bit about what you see the evolution of distribution is and sort of where's that, you know, how is the definition of distribution, as much as it's changed already from kind of the stack 'em high and sell 'em low mentality of the past, where do you see it going from here?
Now, that's a great, great question. So I'll give you my personal philosophy, right? I guess it'll remain to be seen in the future, right? How it plays out. But what I see happening in the market is, you know, this consolidation around, you know, how do we deliver technology just in time or as a solution, as a consumption model, right? So how do I get to a point where all of my IT infrastructure and all of my IT as it exists in my environment today to deliver that end customer a world-class experience, how do I get to a point where I can deliver that in a consumption model? And that's all moving through the channel. It's taking all of the technologies, be it traditional, legacy, on-prem vendors that are evolving to the cloud, taking some of the hardware vendors, like you look at what HP is doing with GreenLake, and you look at how they're trying to solve the hardware equation on a consumption or on a fee-for-service model, and as how do you aggregate all of those offerings at any stage of cloud readiness that they are, how do you compile them all, how do you deliver one solution to an end client fully baked and ready to go, and offer them the ability to pay for it in a monthly form, right? So I think as distribution's role in this equation of aggregating all of those technologies, I believe we'll play a bigger role in some of the professional services around configuring and actually building a lot of these connected and fully configured devices that will then go and be directly shipped to the end client, where our partners can then go do the professional services, the training, the getting it up and running, and not have to worry about the turning screws and flashing images. But that's all done through Ingram Micro's technology solutions business and then fully integrated into our cloud platform and delivered on a monthly payment basis. And I think that's the future. We will become that giant machine that puts it all together and delivers those solutions fully integrated and aggregated out to the end customer on behalf of our clients, where they can then go do what they do best, right? Invent great solutions, we put them together for them, and then they go and implement and deliver that value to their customers.
All right. I've gotten a little bit ahead of myself as we've gone down a little bit of a tangential lane, as I am sometimes want to do in talking a bit about the future. But to bring it back to 2019 a bit, you know, sort of looking beyond Ingram, looking at the Canadian channel industry as a whole, any thoughts, sort of a quick synopsis of the year that was for this industry as a whole in Canada?
Yeah, so 2019, from my vantage point, I would say cloud adoption was at an all-time high. Mm-hmm. We've had some amazing cloud growth. So to your earlier point about that kind of IoT being in the early stages of cloud, I would say that we're no longer in the early stages of cloud. I believe that Canada has really made its mark and put itself on the map as a real cloud ready and a cloud adopted country, and I couldn't be happier to see it. I think it was a little slow out of the gate until we really got the data centers here from the major carriers. And I think now that we have the data centers local and we can do more in country, I think that the adoption has just been off the charts. And I think 19 is a great example. The other piece I would say from my lens is security. So I think, you know, Ingram was very fortunate to really take a look early on in the year and develop a true security solution and go-to-market strategy that we've been able to benefit from throughout 2019. And I think as security continues to be on top of mind for every company, especially when you start thinking about connecting more and more edge devices to your network, I think that it's more important than ever to continue down the path of security that I've already seen happening in Canada. So I would say those two things, the cloud and security, have been two things that have been absolutely amazing growth this year.
Coincidentally, or happily enough, two also very, very major underpinnings of the channel's present and future, I dare say. So looking forward a bit more and looking more at 2020, I suspect that answer will sort of inform this, but what are the priorities that you see for Ingram Micro Canada heading into 2020?
What are the priorities?
Yeah.
So, you know, again, for us, the priorities for 2020, obviously, work on our own customer experience and our ability to deliver a world-class customer experience, right? So I think we've made a significant investment in infrastructure and support and tools to be able to provide a better experience at Ingram. Our website has been fully updated and modernized, and I think the team has done an amazing job of putting out more electronic simplification, right? So tool sets that can simplify the entire relationship, right? I think our priority for 2020 is more of that, right? More automation. How do we automate more of these solutions and bring them to market faster? I think you may recall, were you at One?
I was.
Yeah, so you may recall when I was speaking at One, I was talking about, you know, we used to have the luxury of 6 to 9 months to adopt technology, right? Yeah. I think we're lucky if we get 6 to 9 weeks. So I think the sense of urgency around delivering a more automated experience is going to be key. So to help realize that promise that I talked about of bringing all those solutions together and aggregating them into one, you know, we have to continue that as our focus from an Ingram perspective, mm-hmm. to make sure that we can bring these new solutions out quickly to market to solve our customers' requests and what they're looking for to do for their end users.
All right. You have a unique perspective, obviously, in terms of the number of Canadian vendors and solution providers that you're talking to on a regular basis. What are you hearing from your key constituencies in terms of how they're feeling about business and prospects for 2020, both sort of on a local and macroeconomic level?
Well, it's interesting. I think, in talking to the partners and the vendors that I deal with daily, it's been a very strong message around growth. I feel that the Canadian market is very optimistic about where we're going and where they're seeing the future success for their businesses. On the other hand, I'm also seeing an influx of more and more companies that are looking for their exit strategy, for a lack of a better term, right?
Sure.
They built a great business. But now it's gotten to a point where, hey, the technology is changing, and you get to that point in your career and your business model to say, look, am I willing to make the investments necessary to transform into what's going to be required of me to keep doing this, or is it time for me to make a graceful exit and have I succeeded at what I set out to do, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing a lot more consolidation and a lot more acquisitions happening in the partner and even in the manufacturer space, right? Mm-hmm. You see the big ones on the news. So I think what's happening is those partners that are looking for that forward to the future are seeing growth coming from both organic, where they're going to go generate net new, but also through consolidation and acquisition, where they're going to see upside from that. So I think the partners that will be left behind are going to be very solid, they're going to be very strong, and they're going to be future-proofed for kind of this new evolution of the business, right? So they look at it very optimistically.
Mm. And that also perhaps creates some openings for the next generation of new types of partners to enter the fray, which is always exciting to see what shape that will take.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't it fun? I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know if you had a chance to, talk to any of the ISVs at that event, mm-hmm. or you saw some of the folks that worked for them, right? I got to meet some of the new millennials, and it was fun. The energy and the excitement and the passion for the technology was contagious. I mean, I walked away with a smile after talking to them, because just seeing how pumped up they were about the future and where they saw technology going, it was a lot of fun. So you're right, bringing in that new fresh talent is exciting.
Anything else you wanted to make sure we got in there?
You know, I think we've covered a lot, you know, and again, I always appreciate this conversation, because it means a lot to me. If there's one thing I'd love to do is talk about the company I work for, right? I mean, this is I truly believe Ingram is a world-class organization. You know, we have, we are listening to our partners, and we are making the necessary changes to continue to evolve, to continue to transform our business to meet the needs of our partners in the future, right? So I know I feel like we're at the cutting edge of technology. When you look at where we've made significant investments, I think that in the early days, people would have said, why is Ingram Micro, a distributor, making these investments in cloud and in CLS and ITAD and all the stuff that they're doing? Why are they making these investments? And when you look at the natural rhythm of the business and you see how old technology's got to be taken out. So, you know, looking at lifecycle management is key. And taking that old technology out, be able to provide value back for that initial investment to apply towards the new modern world, right? And I think being able to architect and orchestrate every step of the way, right straight through to where we hand off to our partners to go implement, I think is a very exciting place to be. And I think just stay tuned, because we're not done changing. We're not done growing. We're not done telling our story. Again, we started off with cloud, in my opinion, and I think IoT is another great example of where I believe Ingram is leading the way from a thought leadership perspective to go dive into the future and really create meaningful value-added offerings to support our partners and their growth objectives.
All right. So it sounds like there's a lot to stay tuned for in 2020 from Ingram.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a great year.
All right. Well, all the best to you for a good start to that great year. And we will certainly be in touch as things progress.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate the time, as always.
Thank you for yours and for your support of the site. Cheers.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon.
There you have it, a look back at 2019 and a look ahead to 2020 with Bill Brandel, Country Chief Executive for Ingram Micro Canada. I'd like to thank Bill for joining us for the show, thank Ingram Micro Canada for their continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening. We're going to get a third podcast out this week, so join us again tomorrow when we'll be joined by Cisco Canada Channel Chief Mark Collins to discuss a pair of new Made in Canada incentive programs he and his team have cooked up. We'll talk about what partners can get out of it, what Cisco is driving at with these new incentives, and where it might go from here. In the meantime, we'd appreciate it if you take a moment to leave us a rating in your podcast app of choice, and of course, you can subscribe to the podcast in either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.